Hi, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, March 23rd, 2021. It is 10:36 a.m. And we will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Pierce, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Bush. You'll rise, please.
Dear God, we pause today. Thank you for all the many wonderful things that you provide us. We ask that you help those in need after the storms last night in Central Texas, those affected by the shooting in Colorado. Please help those who are still recovering from COVID. We ask that you be with us this meeting. Help us make the decisions that are pleasing to you. We're saying God's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge to our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today a little bit out of order. We're going to go to District Clerk, where we have one item, A, to consider and possibly approve a resolution recognizing Betty Lemberg for 20 years of dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishing her the very best in her retirement. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Sir.
Seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Lemberg, if you'll come up and bring whoever you want with you to the podium, I assume that Mr. Smith will want to come up there. I'll read this resolution. It says, whereas Betty Lemberg has devoted 20 years serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism and has gained exceptional knowledge and experience through her tenure with the Jefferson County District Clerk's Office, achieving promotion to the position of Civil Department Supervisor, and whereas she has dedicated her exceptional work ethic, knowledge, and experience in training and teaching numerous deputy clerks in various departments of the District Clerk's Office, and has earned the respect of many citizens of Jefferson County as well as her colleagues. Whereas Betty has served under Honorable District Clerks John Appleman, Lolita Ramos, Jane Burge, and Jamie Smith, and having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County District Clerk's Office, she is recognized for going above and beyond what was asked of her to promote the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, as well as her generosity to all those who have had the privilege of working with her throughout her career. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend her for her dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County and wishes her the very best in her retirement.
Take your time.
It's bittersweet. I've been here for 20 years. I've enjoyed it. It's been a journey, but it's been worthwhile. I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve the citizens. Thankful for my work family, as we say. We're just like a regular family. We fall out, but we still hang in there. I'm thankful for my husband, who has supported me not only for 20 years, but for 41 years. Thankful for my sister-in-law that's here with me, my great-niece and my niece, my brother, the ladies in my department. Valencia will be the next supervisor. Aaron and Sherry, the supervisors who've helped me tremendously. I'm thankful that Mr. Appleman took a chance on me 20 years ago. I am thankful for the leadership of Jamie Smith and Jill Weebush for allowing me the opportunity to serve as a supervisor for the last 4 years. It's It's bittersweet. I'm thankful that God allowed me the opportunity to retire. I know some wanted to, but they didn't make it. So I am very mindful that, you know, God did a great thing for me. I've asked for 20 years. That's all I wanted, was 20 years. And he gave that to me on the 19th of this month. So I appreciate the opportunity. I'm thankful. Jefferson County has been good to me. It has provided me with the opportunity to have a roof over my head, insurance, food, transportation, and I don't take that lightly. So I appreciate you all, and I'm thankful that you all took the time to recognize me for my service. And I wish God's blessings on all of you.
Thank you so much.
And she's right, it is bittersweet. Betty has been a cornerstone in our office. Like she said, we are a work family. We're together with each other more than with our families at home. And one thing that's going to be missed is her compassion, her patience with the customers, her patience with me. And I wish her well in her retirement. She deserves to have a wonderful, fruitful life after serving the citizens of Jefferson County. We're going to miss you. God bless you. And we love you.
I have one thing to that, Mr. Nemrick. I know that you said Godspeed, but I know where your heart is. And with that, we know how you kept Jamie in line. God bless you.
Betty, I want to give you this mic. It was all over the Jefferson County Courthouse, and we see you all very much in your retirement and many years of happiness. And your resolution will be framed, and the phone will probably be like that. And that's
yes, sir.
Y'all are going, but I hate to be fair, bad news. Your husband was just hanging in there to get your county retired.
He deserves it. Thank you.
Y'all are more than welcome to stay for the remainder of the commissioner's quarter. You're welcome to leave at this time if you feel led to. I will mention that the Texas Department of State Health Services announced this morning that the COVID vaccine will become available to all adults effective March 29th. So if there's anybody out there who is anxious to get the vaccine, it should be open and available to everyone above the age of 18 beginning on March 29th, which is next week. All right, we're going to go again a little bit out of order and move over to the Historical Commission first, because some of the things that we have to pass under Historical Commission we need to do before we go to the purchasing agenda. Item A is to consider and possibly approve authorizing the county judge to execute an amended sub-grant agreement with the Texas Historical Commission for Hurricane Harvey, Irma, Maria Emergency Supplemental Historic Preservation Fund Grant. The purpose of the amendment is to extend the grant deadline to March 31st. due to pandemic-related delays. There's no county match for the grant. And B, to consider and possibly approve receiving file of Jefferson County Historic Commission's 2020 annual report to the Texas Historical Commission, which they always get high marks on. And item C is to consider and possibly approve receiving file of the Jefferson County Historic Commission 2020 Certified Local Government Annual Report to the Texas Historical Commission. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And we will then move to items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering services for Mesquite Point Public Boat Ramp Project in Jefferson County. This will be funded by a grant from the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Item B is consider and approve specifications for request for proposal for Jefferson County Bank Depository Contract. Item C is consider and approve specifications for request for proposal for Jefferson County District County Clerk's Trust Fund Depository Contract. Item D is consider and approve specification for request for proposal for inmate telephone consultant for Jefferson County. Item E is consider and approve execute receiving file contract extension for FEMA grant management and insurance advisory services for Jefferson County with Title Basin Government Consulting LLC for an additional 60 days to expire on June 7th, 2021. Item F is consider and approve a renewal for attorney contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for Jefferson County Mosquito Control for a fourth and final one-year renewal of Clark Mosquito Control Products, Nutrient Ag Solutions, Inc., ProPest, and Lost Door, Target Specialty Products, and Unimar USA from March 29, 2021 through March 28, 2022. Item G is consider and approve renewal for inmate health care services for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with Core Health LLC from April 7, 2021 through April 6, 2022 with 3% consumer price index increase as stated in the term contract. Item H is consider and approve renewal for automated teller machines installation and operation for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal citywide ATM from April 2, 2021 through April 1, 2022. Item I is consider and approve execute receiving file renewal for term contract for armored car service for Jefferson County for second one-year renewal of Rochester Armored Car Company, Inc. from March 30th, 2021 through March 29th, 2022. Item J is consider and approve execute receiving file contract for historic preservation professional services for historic resources survey plan. Historic Resources Survey and Historic Preservation Plan with HHM and Associates, Inc. for $249,913. Item K is consider an improvement agreement renewal with Thompson Lawyers for an online access subscription for one user for 58th District Court for $54 a month for a one-year term. Item L is consider an improvement agreement renewal for Thompson Reuters for an online access subscription for Judge Schofield, Courtmaster, for $54 a month for a one-year term. Item M has been tabled at the request of purchasing. Item N is consider and approve transfer of 2009 Ford E350 van from Jefferson County Community Supervision to Fort Bend County Adult Probation at 4520 Reading Road, number B, Rutherford, Texas. Item O is considered an approved disposal of surrendered license plates to be transported to a metal salvage company and then sold for such prices as may command to return the funds to the county without line and registration and title bulletin number 025-12. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Austin.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
Oh, one discussion I have, I know I called you, Patrick, yesterday, and I think you did tell me that under this adult supervision that van was purchased, I guess, with state funding, correct?
Correct. And as we understand it, if it's state funds paid for it, then they have to reach out to other state entities to transfer it, and then I guess if nobody wants it.
If nobody wants it?
Yeah, then we could possibly.
I request that thing, and you know, I just want to make sure that the court knows. I put in a request that we have a summer program to deal with reading feed for the kids. I had one that was demolished, and I didn't even get a call back. I want to make sure the court knows, because when they come to us to visit with us, I want to make sure that everybody understands. You work with us, we work with you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I had a question on item J Deb, I didn't see anything to back up, but is this $249,000 being paid for out of budgeted funds for the historic preservation?
It's the grant that we just signed.
Yes, there was no county match whatsoever. It's all free money from the state. That never happens.
Free?
Free.
Any other discussion on item number 13? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Airport, we have one item, which is item A, to consider properly approving authorized county judge to execute a sublease consent and non-disturbance agreement between Jefferson County and Sun State Equipment Company, LLC. Do I have a motion on that?
Second.
Second, Commissioner Bush. Who seconded?
Second.
Commissioner Senegal. All right, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Auditor, item A, is consider and approve budget transfer for Fort Ogden maintenance for replacement of the computer at a cost of $1,205. Item B, is consider and approve budget transfer for the district clerk for purchase of a new workstation in the amount of $4,060. Item C, is consider and approve budget transfer for JP Precinct 1 Place 1 for additional cost for office supplies in the amount of $3,000. That's a lot of office. Well, we'll get to discussion. Item D, is consider and approve contracting with Steve Stafford to provide consulting services on open engineering projects at rate $100 per hour for up to 25 hours. Item E, is consider and approve accepting a grant award from High Intensity Drug Trafficking Area Program for $50,000. No match required. The grant will aid in the investigation and prosecution of drug offenses in our region. Item F, is consider and approve reclassification of union and admin assistant position to a sergeant position in the Marine Division Special Revenue Fund. There will be no change in pay for this reclassification. Item G, is to receive and file the Jefferson County Comprehensive Annual Financial Report for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2020. Item H, is to receive and file the SAS 114 letter for Patilla Brown and Hill LLP for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2020. Item I, is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the 3 months ended December 31st, 2020. Item J, is to receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending January 31st, 2021. And item K, the regular county bills check numbers 480490 through 480714 for the period ending 3/16/21. And check numbers 480715 through 480932 for the period ending today. So that, a motion on that items under audit.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
I'll second it, Judge.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal.
Question under D, what projects are we talking about for us, open projects?
D?
D.
That's the contract with Stafford.
Oh, that's just to allow him to come back in. I anticipated that with Michelle taking over as county engineer and Steve leaving rather abruptly after her arrival, that we would need some assistance. He had been working on a number of FEMA floodplain issues for us, and I want to make sure that he's available to provide historical context, background, and facts and information about dealings, and just come in and consult with the county engineer for a short period so that we can make sure that we have a seamless transition.
Judge, my concern with that is, one, we've never done it before. Two, don't we have a department there with people in there that works with the engineer in different projects?
Yes, but none of them were the
chief.
None were the head that had the dealings with FEMA and with the homeowners that the actual floodplain administrator did. And with the change in the floodplain administrator position, I felt that historical context and background was very important to have a transition that's going to be smooth so that nobody's hit. I mean, if I were to show up on day one here, you have some impediments. What happened before you, what promises have been made to people, what agreements have been made that need to be kept, and I figured it's a cheap insurance policy for us to assure a seamless transition. Patrick, did you have something?
Well, as part of the package, I think Michelle laid out a pretty good budget of the number of hours per project. And as Joe said, there are some with the floods, but I think one for us, we're trying to get that grant with FEMA, digging that gully, trying to get that pushed through. Steve was working on that with us with FEMA, and now that we're almost to the finish line, I'm pulling the trigger on that project.
You're trying to steal this, Patrick, but you know I'm still pretty tight on this.
You know, I think with the cap of 25 hours, that's pretty
When you come up with 25 hours, Michelle, I want to know where you get those from.
She's got it laid out.
My concern is not the 25 hours as much as slow as FEMA is. Sometimes FEMA, we're still closing stuff out from RV and different things like that. So my concern is that timeline on the 25 hours, and if it extends past that, you know, what are we going to do?
Well, we can come back to the court. I mean, if there's a necessity for it, and I'm going to warn you in advance that I'm probably, Patrick doesn't even know this, I discussed it yesterday. I am having two retirements in my probate department that represent about 75 years of experience. And these ladies know more than most probate lawyers. And I'm going to be forced to get brand new employees to replace them that don't have 75 years of experience in probate law. And I'm going to be asking the court to pay an employee one day a week to come back and assist to help with that transition, just because that employee knows the estate code backward and forward. I'm going to be a tutor for the new employee. I don't want, there are too many things that can fall through the cracks in as far as inventories and required filings with the state and everything that I can't afford to have happen, and I'm going to be asking for the court's indulgence, but we'll take that up on another day.
This is like with that example. Wouldn't it be more prudent if you have somebody part-time, you know that's what you're going to get, and you get them to work in the end with them so they get an opportunity to work with them?
If I had known further in advance about the retirement, you're correct.
Okay.
You're absolutely correct, Commissioner.
And I agree with you, Judge, because I have a guy that retired after 30 years, and we have an agenda item that with a new maintenance supervisor on here today. It's causing me some headaches. Thank God he has 42 years of supervision, so 43 years with one company, so he kind of understands how to manage people. But there are some other obligations that we're having some trouble with, but he's learning fast.
Kind of reminds me of the story about the guy who retired after 40 years as an engineer for a company, manufacturing company. One day they had a huge problem. All the machines shut down. The production came to a halt. Nothing could be done. They called this guy out of retirement. He came in there and he looked around at the machines and he took a hammer and saw a screw there, and he hit the screw, and everything started up and started running again. And he gave him they said, well, how much do we owe you? He gave him a bill and for $100,000. And they said, well, you weren't here but 3 minutes. He said, yeah. He said, $20 for the 3 minutes. He said, you know, $998,000 for knowing which screw to get.
Hey, Patrick. You got me on that pig nut gully. We've been waiting for that for quite a long time.
Yeah.
You got me, okay. You got me.
Yeah, me too.
Sit down, Patrick. You're winning. Sit down.
No, come on down.
Okay. Did you
see how that
is? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? It's happening under County Commissioner. Item A is consider proper to approve authorized county judge to extend the declaration of local disaster pursuant to Texas Government Code Chapter 418. Item B is consider possibly approve a resolution to renew extended disaster declaration for Hurricane Delta, and be considered possibly approved extending disaster declaration for Hurricane Laura. Item D, consider approved extending the disaster declaration for Winter Storm. Item E, consider possibly approved a memorandum of understanding between the Marte College Fort Dodge Department of Workforce and Continuing Education and Jefferson County, pursuant to Chapter 791 of the Texas Government Code, and that's for services, work-life training for inmates. Item F is consider possibly approved receiving file certificate of completion for Commissioner Brent Weaver, pursuant to Chapter 81, Article 81 of the Texas Local Government Code. Item G is consider possibly approved resolution regarding the Public Information Act, pursuant to Section 552.275 of the Texas Government Code. Item H is to consider possibly approved receiving file certificate of completion for Commissioner Darrell Bush, training for the Public Information Act and the Open Records Act. Do I have motion on the items under County Commission?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Auburn.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
Commissioner Bush, we will only do F if you give us okay.
Yes, that's good.
And Judge, can Kathleen expound a little bit on item G?
Yes.
As far as a concern with the media and certain things she can say.
Yes.
So the resolution for the Public Information Act, which will be limiting the time for requesters, it's to prevent these requests that are taking our offices 50, 60, and 70 hours to complete, with copy expenses upwards of, you know, $1,400 that we just had. It's basically to hopefully get people to ask for the stuff that they want or to work with us so we can find the stuff in a more timely fashion, but it will not apply to the media or any innocence projects.
More rightful approaches to shotguns.
Right, and that's what they're doing. They're asking for everything, and it's shutting down offices. It's causing overtime for people to come in after hours to pull this stuff. And the Public Information Act allows us to set these time limits.
And this basically been individuals, not medias and different types of media divisions.
Right, like it's not the media and it's not the Innocence Projects that are occupying the time.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. Under County Tax Assessment Collector, item A, consider approved property tax refund to MCT Credit Union, the amount of $4,983.73 in accordance with property tax code refund of erroneous payment. Item B is considering possibly approved waiver of penalty and interest for Irving E. and Miranda De La Torre, pursuant to Section 33.011 of the state property tax code. Item C is considering possibly approved waiver of penalty and interest for Qualawash Holdings LLC, pursuant to Section 33.011 of the state property tax code. Item D is considering possibly approved waiver of penalty and interest for Clarissa Provost and Nathan Clover, pursuant to Section 33.011 of the state property tax code. And item E is considering possibly approved waiver of penalty and interest for Del Rio Properties LLC and Amicade Tortilla Bar, pursuant to Section 33.011 of the state property tax code. Do I have motion on those items under County Tax Assessment Collection?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senecal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. We have one item under County Treasurer, which is to receive and file the investment schedule for February 2021, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senecal. Any discussion? I just did not see the weighted average yield in here, Mr. Hallmark. Do we have a weighted average yield? Oh, 0.160% under expected yield.
Yes, sir. What we're doing is on our, you know, Mexico, as you know, with the bonds the way they are now, the bonds have been so low, it has been, to me, not fiscally prudent to go out 3 years to chase 3 or 4 basis points.
Right.
Particularly in the middle of a pandemic when funds are probably needed, so that's why.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under engineering, item 8, consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute proceeding file of Lone Star NGL Pipeline LP receipt and release form. For Lone Star's portion of material cost expenses for the Erie Street, Boyd, Brooks, Flint, Hillenbrand, Kidd, Lawhon, and Smith Roads restoration for Lone Star NGL road use agreement located in Precinct 4. Item B is considered possibly approved and authorized candidates to execute receiving file of Orbit Gulf Coast NGL Export LLC receipt and release form for Orbit portion of material costs and expenses for the Erie, Boyd, Brooks, Frent, Hillenbrand, Kidd, Lawhon, and Smith Roads restoration and road use agreements located in Precinct 4. Item C is considered possibly approved tracks 1, 2, and A, which is 0.7804 acres of land and part of the PNNORR survey. Section number 3, abstract number 258, located south of Garden Drive at Precinct number 2, which has met all the Jefferson County engineering planning requirements. Item D is executed, received, filed a utility permit to Cameron Telephone Company to bore under Thompson Road copper cable line. And item E is considered possibly approved and authorized county judge to execute, received, filed the enterprise damage release receipt form for enterprise portion of material cost and expenses for Hillenbrand Road. Motion on those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Aldridge.
Where is it?
Do I have a second? Second by Commissioner Beard. Discussion.
That copper.
That's what I was trying to figure out. Where whose precinct is Thompson Road in?
Precinct 1.
1?
Yeah, that's Thompson Road over.
Yeah.
We drove down. It's just south of Highway 90 in Nome.
It's in Nome?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just south of Nome. Connected to Patchy
Road. Patchy Road, yeah.
Very good.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I've had it. We've already done the historical commission. Under human resources, item A is considered possibly approved the appointment of Kenneth Shepherd, the superintendent of building maintenance and support of the building operations, to include the starting salary of $67,592, or approximately 103% of the current salary range, and monthly cell phone allowance $75, effective March 16, 2021.
Judge, on that second one, we're not sure, but we think the computer had COVID. If you'd like me to read what that actually I will. It says, consider, discuss, and possibly approve extension of 80 hours of full pay for employees who are affected by one or more of the qualifying reasons below due to COVID-19 for an additional 30 days through April 30th. 2021. Item one is subject, if they're subject to a federal, state, or local quarantine or isolation order related to COVID-19. Number two, if they've been advised by a healthcare provider to self-quarantine related to COVID-19. Or number three, is experiencing COVID-19 symptoms and is seeking a medical diagnosis.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I'll adopt that reading. It's in my background. And do we have a motion on those items under human resources?
Real quick, Judge.
Close back to Commissioner Bush. Did you second that, Commissioner?
Second, right.
Second, Commissioner Senegal.
Yes. So, Kerry, on the reoccurrence of a COVID, is that covered in this?
Is it what?
If someone catches COVID again.
No, sir. This would be, when. We extended this once, if you'll remember right, under the FFCRA, that's where this was initially granted. That expired December 31st. We went back and said, for these particular conditions, if a person had not used that 80 hours under the FFCRA previously, then they would continue to be extended that, this 80 hours. So a reoccurrence of COVID would not fall under this if they used the 80 hours previously.
Do we have a lot of employees that have been affected twice?
We have not allowed them an additional 80 hours of full pay. They would have had to use their own sick time at that point.
I understand that, but do we have a lot of employees that
We've only had a couple that have had a reoccurrence of any kind of symptoms.
Well, Judge, because I'm aware of some things that's happening where employees are being reinfected, I think that needs to be added personally. But I mean, that's a human resource and a court decision. But because we have, you take frontline workers and stuff that's exposed again and again. I'm aware of one or two that you know.
Okay, well, let's do this. We can't amend to make a change that dramatic without reposting for the public. So we need to take it up next week. You'll have a conversation with Mr. Erickson about that, and we need to bring it up again next week. But we can deal with this issue right now just to extend it.
I agree, and you know, and I know it's a budgetary thing now. I understand that. That's why I asked you, do we have a lot, because it's going to have to be decided with Patrick involved.
My next question was, and he just hit it, you know, do we have a white paper on how much fiscal notes or what it's really going to cost us from that standpoint, Patrick?
I feel like we're going to be able to get back all the reimbursement we have. The COVID stimulus bill that was just passed is supposed to provide Jefferson County with $48.9 million in assistance. There are certain categories that we have to meet, but this will be something that's within those categories that we'll be able to get reimbursement for.
There's a white paper that's coming out on CUC conference yesterday. We probably need to get those white papers and get this broken down so we know exactly how it benefits us and where we can spend the money.
I can send you an email on that. I got it yesterday.
Okay.
And then the National Association of Counties has actually gone further and asking for more clarification on some of those items. Because when it first came out, it was kind of presented that it was an unrestricted fund. And there are restrictions to it. Back to this, we could go and look and see who's utilized this leave and see what that cost has been. Because you're granting an additional benefit. People aren't using their vacation or their sick time.
Right. I think it's unfair in cases, and that's why I'm definitely for it.
Right.
The other thing is, if what you had said, Judge, in reference to the we can be recouped or whatever, made whole, it's a plus for the county.
Yeah.
Commissioner, I would say that the number of incidents, and it just kind of speaks to what you're talking about, of FMLA paperwork and other kind of paperwork that we're getting on COVID has reduced dramatically, you know, in this period. You know, where we were getting 30 and 40 a week, we're now getting about 5 to 8 a week. So that's come down. I think that's a result of the vaccine. I think it's a result of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And if you'll notice, we only extended this through April.
Yeah.
If we get any type of upsurge or anything like that, we'll come back again and ask the court. We just decided to do it a month at a time instead of 90 days at a time so that we could continue to monitor that. Because as you said, it does have a fiscal impact.
Right, and my deal is to make sure that we cover all bases because, you know, people are getting reinfected. I mean, I'm hearing about it. So my whole deal is to make sure we cover that base. Even if it's for 30 days, you got frontline workers that's still out there doing their jobs and still exposed. That's what these different variances that's coming
that's
up.
Exactly right.
Okay, let's see, maybe in between now and next week, you can look and see what kind of experience we've had with that.
Sure.
Thank you. Here.
All right, any others? Good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah. Having under risk management, we have one item considering possibly approve a storage tank liability insurance renewal based American Insurance Company. effective April 6, 2021, for an annual premium of $8,182. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Is that for all the gasoline tanks? Is that, or is it also for oil tanks?
It's for any underground storage.
Underground.
Would this apply to the issue at the, Joe's not here, the issue at the jail, Judge? I mean, Sheriff?
Isn't that an above-ground tank?
I thought he said below.
Let me look, this is, excuse me, it's for any of our storage, it's underground.
Did they correct?
Does it matter what the tank contains?
No, there's actually a list attached here with all of the different locations, all of the precincts are on here, the airport, the service center, Jerry Ware. Just trying to go through real quick.
Correctional.
The sub-courthouse, correctional facility, all of them, but everything that we have as far as a list is on this. I'll be happy to provide that to you.
That's okay. I just know I think we split an oil tank.
Yeah, it's any of the storage tanks are covered.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, have it. I'm Sheriff's Department, we have two items. I made and received file of the U.S. Department of Justice, United States Marshal Service Modification Number 16, the current intergovernmental agreement 78-01-0077. Item B is consider and approve out-of-state travel for Deputy Bridget Moore to attend training on criminal interdiction, 2021 Street Cop Conference and Training Seminar, which is essential for performing their duties as criminal interdiction investigators. The training will be held in Atlantic City, New Jersey, October 4, 2021 through October 8, 2021. Training registration and pre-flight costs are in the current 2020-2021 budget year, and the remaining costs will be in the 2021-2022 budget year. It will be reimbursed by Homeland Security Investigation for both fiscal years through the flight program. Do you have a motion on those items under Sheriff's Department?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. And that completes our regular agenda. So now is the time for public comment. So if you are on the telephone line and would not like to make public comment, you'll need to press *6 to unmute your line and speak. If you're present in the courtroom here today, you may approach the lectern and introduce yourself and make public comment on any issue of public concern. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. So I will ask if any member of the Commissioner's Court or any other elected official has any item they'd like to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action today.
Yes, Judge. I'd like to introduce the counter to Mr. Kenneth Wayne Shepherd. He would be taking the Port Arthur maintenance position. He comes to us from Parker Lumber, 43 years, fresh out of Thomas Jefferson High School. Very, very knowledgeable. I call him Kenneth Parker, calls Mr. Parker, Dick Parker, who started
yes,
like a dad to
him. First of all, thank all of you guys, and it's a pleasure to be here. I've always wanted to serve. I served at, like the commissioner said, I served at Parker Lumber Company, 43 years. I retired from Parker. It's still on my heart to serve people. It's something between me and God, and that's what I chose to do. I would always give 110%, always have, always will, and that's what I want to do.
Well, welcome aboard, Ken.
Yes, sir.
Just help me load up lumber in my truck.
Yes, it's been an honor to know Jeff Brandon. I've been knowing Jeff for, I know, a long time, years and years. And it's been a pleasure. And like I said, I just, I've I appreciate the opportunity to serve. That's on my heart.
Well, welcome.
He also, a former boxer, his brother won a world championship.
Yes.
Wow. He fought at Caesar's Palace on the sidewalk. We went to Vegas one time.
Just to piggyback on top. Actually, I deal with the youth in Port Arthur, the boxing team, Lionheart Boxing Academy. Some of you guys may have seen me on TV as a coach. Just another way of me giving back to keep the kids off the street and try to create a positive environment. This is what we do. And as well, I boxed, and I'll leave it like that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge, I would like to leave this here, especially for the public. And I'm glad that you announced March 29th, everybody is eligible to receive the vaccine. It is of utmost importance because of last weekend, spring break, last week, just keep on watching. We must get as many individuals with that vaccine in as possible. It's important for our community, Jefferson County community, without a question. Thank you.
And I would just mention on that note, I was trying to do just a rough and quick, I was in a hurry yesterday looking at the hub reports that Ms. Yett sends out every day on the number of doses of vaccine received versus the number administered. And we're up to well over $75,000, 75,000 doses in Southeast Texas, making good progress. There's a downside. We had some people, Robert, you might want to speak to this, that aren't showing up for their second dose. And that, we think it's because some people came from Houston to get their first dose and are getting their second doses over there, but what was it, about 60%?
Of no shows on the second dose. So we're looking at that. I know Jasper last week on Friday had 180 canceled for second doses just on one day. So we're not getting the turnaround back on the second dose as we are at the first. So people are reading the Moderna is kind of effective with the first, so they're thinking that they don't have to show up. So if we're going to tell them to come for the shot, we need to let them know that they need to receive both. So if they get the first one, make sure they're there for the second.
And for those people that, you know, maybe get their second dose elsewhere, we're going to make some kind of request through the Department of State Health Services to be able to utilize those as first doses for people. But we want to administer, you know, we want all of them to be gotten out on a weekly basis, continue our pipeline of new doses coming in. And so we're excited about the work that public health has been doing in getting people in and getting them administered.
What's the shelf life if you're expecting them to come and you're taking, as I appreciate, out of the freezer?
The Moderna's not frozen. Moderna's just refrigerated just like it normally is.
So we're not also
We're not losing those doses because of that.
Anyway, Pfizer has, I think, a 4 or 6 week freezer and then 7 days refrigerated. But we're getting to the end of the Pfizer doses, and I think Reichland's the only one that has the Pfizer doses left.
No first doses. They're issuing second doses of the Pfizer. So all the Pfizer first doses are issued, just second doses on the follow-up that they're doing. So,
any word on the Johnson coming to Jefferson County?
No, nothing.
Texas has requested it, but the information that we have requested it, but we haven't gotten any word on it yet, either at the state or the local level.
Judge, can I say something regarding this? I don't know if any of you know it, but I had COVID and double pneumonia. I was a little bit smarter than everybody else, and I decided it wasn't going to be worse than the flu. Until I woke up one morning and couldn't breathe and ended up in the hospital. As sick as I was the county as sick as there's a lot of people in there. The whole point of me telling you this is I hear a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to take the vaccine. I don't believe in the vaccine. I can tell you from personal experience, and I've told people this, if they'll give me 10 doses of the vaccine, I'll take them. I've taken both of mine now, and I just would like to urge everyone that if you're not wanting to take it, reconsider your stance, because I'm telling you, it's the sickest I've ever been. Right. And I wasn't nearly as sick as a lot of people. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Commissioner. All right, anything further? Not, well, thank you all for being here today. We are adjourned.